We are free to worship the Lord.
我们又赞美主，因为我们能够这样自由了来聚在这里，一同来敬拜他。
I'm Chris.
How's Chris?
I'm usually in the English service.
他平常是在英文聚会的弟兄。
So you might have seen me around as the husband of Joanna.
或者你们当中更多的人是认识我是 Joanna 姐妹的丈夫。
Or as the father of Jamila and Jenny.
或者是可能是觉得是我孩子的父亲，就是 Jamila 跟 Jenny.
Okay. Well, today we're talking. We're looking at Matthew 11, verses 28-29.
今天我们又看的的题目讲的是在马太福音第十一章二十八节到二十九节。
And the topic is responding to Jesus's call to come to me.
所以主题乃是又回应耶稣到我这里来的呼召。
So let's start with prayer.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, I just come to you because you are almighty and all powerful.
亲爱的主，我们要到你这里来，因为你是全能，你是全有的。
Your way is higher than ours.
你的道路远高过我们的道路。
You are holy, holy, holy.
你是圣洁，圣洁，圣洁的。
And we cannot come to you unless you first come to us.
我若不是你先到我们这里来，我们是不可能到你这里来。
Thank you, Lord, that you came to seek and save the lost.
主，我们也感谢你，因为你亲自来寻找拯救失丧的人。
That you know each one of us, and you came to seek us.
你认识我们当中每一个人，所以你来寻找我们。
Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak with power and with clarity this morning.
主啊，今早我们祈求你的圣灵能够清楚来说你的话。
To bring the truth out of your word.
能够将你真理的光发出来。
That your gospel would be spoken with accuracy and with clarity.
能够清楚的讲清你的福音。
Lord, and thank you because you are the reason we are here.
主，我们也感谢你，因你的缘故，我们能在这里。
This is your gospel.
是你的福音
your salvation,
是你的救恩
your call,
是你的呼召
and your invitation.
是你对我们的邀请
In Jesus name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名 Amen.
All right, let's start by reading the passage. Okay?
让我们先一起来读这一处的圣经
So I'll read it in English and then Michael can read it in Chinese. So this is Matthew 11, verse 28-29. And this is Jesus speaking.
因为这是马太福音十一章，乃是耶稣所说的话。
And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." Okay, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦当重担的人。可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So this is Jesus, the Son of God, saying, "Come to me."
这是神的儿子耶稣对我们说，到我这里来。
It's an invitation.
他是对我们的一个邀请。
Let me give you an illustration.
或者我可以给你一个比喻。
I know some of the overseas students here.
我知道在我们当中有些是是那个到澳洲来留学的。
And I know that you're working really hard.
我也相信你们是很那个认真的工作。
You're studying.
你在学习。
Working in jobs.
你还有打工。
Also, studying for IELTS and.
And 还有为着英文的考试去学习。
So imagine you get a phone call from this guy.
所以，若是你觉得说你突然接到一个电话，是总理打给你的。
You recognize who that is?
你认识他是谁吗
？Who is it?
他到底是谁
？Yes, it's Malcolm Turnbull. And who is he in Australia?
他呢是澳洲的总理 Malcolm Turnbull.
He's the Prime Minister, right? So imagine you're an overseas student and you are working really hard, and you get a phone call, and it's Malcolm Turnbull on the line.
所以你来这边留学，认真的学习，要打工，很辛苦。突然有一天，你接到澳洲总理啊 Malcolm 打给你的一个电话。
And he says, I've heard about you.
他告诉你说，我听到关乎你的事。
And I want you to come to my office.
所以我想请你到我的办公室来。
While you're in Australia,
当你在澳洲的时候
，I want to adopt you as my child.
我想又啊。接受你成为我的养子
，and of course you'll get citizenship.
那因此你成为我的养子，你肯定拿到澳洲的居留
，and
公民
，and a passport.
所以你也就有了澳洲的护照
，and also you can come live in my house.
而且你能够来住在我家里。
This is Kirribilli House. This is where the Prime Minister of Australia lives.
所以这是 Malcolm Turnbull 他住的房子。
But also.
但还有呢
I'll give you a golden passport.
而且他可以给你一本是金饰、的那个护照。
With this golden passport,
有了这金饰护照，黄金的护照
，the government will provide everything for you.
因为现在政府呢会为你附上所有
，your education, your travel, your accommodation.
而连你所有的学费都帮你费，你所有的啊、所有的啊、那个交通，所有的啊、食用都要为你全部为你费啊付上。
Now, if you receive that phone call,
你想一想，如果你接到这样一个电话
，Would you come?
你觉得自己会去吗
？I would.
我自己肯定会去的。
Right. This morning, we're reading about an invitation.
但今天早上我们却。又来思想一个更高的邀请
，and a call from somebody infinitely greater than Malcolm Turnbull，
是一位比澳洲总理更伟大的邀请
，infinitely more powerful，
乃是无穷尽的能力
，and offering something infinitely greater，
而他所能够给你的乃是更无限的好。
So what I'd like to do is consider what Jesus is saying when he says, "Come to me."
所以首先，我们乃需要来看耶稣为什么说到我这里来。
And we're just going to look at what he says in four ways.
我们又从四个方面来看耶稣说的这些话。
We're going to look at what does it mean to come?
到底来是什么意思呢
？And we're going to look at who is called to come.To him.
而接着我们又看这样的邀请是向谁发出的。
And then we're going to look at why does God call us to come.
接着我们又看神为什么又这样来邀请我们呢
？And then how do we come?
而最后我们又看接到这样的邀请，我们又怎样才能够到他面前来
？So we're looking at what Jesus says, "Come to me," and we're looking at what, who, why, and how.
所以我们看见耶稣说到我这里来。我们又看是为什么，是向谁，又怎样的来
？Okay, so the word "come"，
这讲到来这个字
，What does it mean？
对于你来讲是什么意思呢
？Would you guys like to throw some ideas about what "come" means to？
你们当中的人，你们听到这个词的话，你的反应知道是什么吗
？What does it mean to come to somebody？
所以当你说到一个人这里来对你来讲到底是什么意思
Yes? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, leaving where you are and coming to another place where that person is.
那就是离开你现在的地方到另外一个地方去。
Well, I knew I was going to ask this question, so I looked in the dictionary.
我在提这个问题之前，我也自己去看了字典。
And come in the dictionary means
在字典里面是这样的解释
：to draw near to，
说是吸引亲近
；to be at hand，
很变成很接近
；to be with，
与他已在一起
；and to approach，
或者是向着前面的接近。
So like what Moses was saying, you know, imagine there's two people.There's a person here who's inviting and calling to come, and there's another person who's moving in this direction.
所以我们看见刚才摩西讲的说，说其中有一个人是站在这里，他发出了这个邀请说来， 另外一个人是在这里的啊，走动的来。
Come means that the person who is moving in this direction stops and moves over to where this person is.
所以这个在行走向这个方向去的人，他也停下来，然后向着这个方向到这个人身边来。
That's what it means to come.
所以这点里面的意思是这样的。
Now, if you hadn't had that phone call from Malcolm Turnbull,
或者你没有接到从澳洲总理打给你的电话，
and you wanted to go, and if you wanted to come to the Prime Minister,
当时你说是出于自己想要去他家里，
how easy would that be to do?
你觉得你去他家会容易的一件事吗？
If you want to go to the Prime Minister to tell him about your problems, how easy is that to do?
如果你想要到总理那里去把你所面对的问题都告诉他，你觉得会容易吗？
Malcolm Turnbull's got security guards.
作为一个澳洲的总理，他有一帮的他的啊这个保安人员。
He's got a secretary.
他还有一个他的个人的啊那个啊秘书。
He has the police.
啊，在更远的地方，可能周围还有警察。
So it's very difficult to come to somebody like Malcolm Turnbull, right?
所以作为一个平常的公民，想要到这个总理面前去比较难。
Unless he calls you to come,
除非是他来叫你去，就更容易。
How easy is it for us to come to God?
那作为人，我们到神面前来容易吗？
You know, it says in the Bible, you know, Jesus said, "Pray this way, Our Father who is in heaven."
好像在圣经里面，耶稣教导我们这样祷告说：“我们在天上的父。”
God is in heaven.
神是在天上的。
There's a huge separation between us and God in terms of our nature.
好像很自然的，我们会觉得我们跟人跟神之间的距离非常的遥远。
God is spirit in heaven.
神是灵，他在天上。
And we inhabit a body.
但我们却有一个身体。
You can't get a plane ticket to go to heaven.
所以你是不可能买一张飞机票坐飞机去天堂的。
So there's a huge separation between us and God.
所以我们人与神之间的距离非常的遥远。
If we wanted just to go to God, we can't. We can't get to heaven.
我们就是想到神那里去，我们都找不到办法怎么去。
But also there's a huge separation between us and God in terms of our character.
那在我们人的性格方面，还有另外妨碍着我们到神那里去的。
You know, the Bible says that God is holy, holy, holy.
圣经说神是圣洁、圣洁、圣洁的。
Not just holy once, but holy three times.
不只是讲到一次的圣洁，那是三次的圣洁。
God is perfect. He is without sin.
神是完美，在他无有罪。
And we are sinful.
但我们却是满了罪。
So we are separated from God by a huge gulf in terms of our nature and in terms of our character.
所以我们与神之间是有这么大的阻隔着我们，不只是我们的本性，还有我们的人与神之间的距离。
You know, going back to that example before, if Malcolm Turnbull was here and we were here, we know he's in Canberra, right?
所以如果像刚才那个比喻说，如果澳洲的总理 Malcolm 是在这里，他是在堪贝拉。
We could get a car and drive over there and shout or whatever.
所以你或许可以开车去到那里，离着他的家远远就在那里喊叫。
But God is in heaven. He's up here. And we are down here. We can't reach the Lord.
但是神却是在天上，我们在下面，我们是没有办法可以靠着自己的力量到他那里去。
The only way that we could come to God isBecause God first came to us.
所以唯一能使我们能够到神那里去的，是因为神先到我们这里来。
God came to us in His Son Jesus.
神借着他的儿子耶稣到世上来。
And he came to this world, and he lived a sinless life.
他来到了世上，活了一个无罪的生命。
And he died on the cross for a reason.
之后他因此极大的原因而被钉死在十字架上。
He died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins so that we could come to him.
他死在十字架上乃是 为我们偿清我们的罪债，使我们能够到他这里来。
So God has made a way for us to come to him through his son Jesus.
所以现在神为人预备了一条路，让人能够到他那里来，是借着他的儿子而来。
You know, it says in the Bible that we're separated by God by our sins. This is in Isaiah. This other verse says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
在罗马书三章二十三节说到，众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But this is the verse I was trying to find, which is Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣也说，我就是道路、真理和生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
So Jesus is the only way that mankind can come to God.
耶稣乃是神为人预备到神那里去的路。
The Bible says there's no other way, there's no other religion, there's no other prophet. The only way is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
圣经告诉我们，除他以外没有别的路，没有别的宗教，没有别的先知可以把人领到神那里去。
So we come to God.
所以我们乃是到神这里来。
Based on His Word, the Bible.
乃是信靠神圣经所说的真理。
The other thing that Jesus said is, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And He says, "Take my yoke upon you."
耶稣虽然说到防劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息，我的儿是轻省的。
Do you know what a yoke is?
你知道什么是轭吗？
It's not an egg yoke.
我们知道不是蛋黄。
Alright, a yoke is what farmers use to connect two oxen together.
我们这个轭乃是将两个牛扶在两个牛上面的。
So in this picture, the yoke is the wooden bar that's connecting the two oxen.
所以这里这个轭就是压在两个牛头上面的那个物。
So Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you."
所以耶稣说，你们当负我的轭。
What Jesus is saying is, we are to be connected with Him.
耶稣的意思乃是说，我们应该与他连在一起。
Coming to Jesus means that we come to Him and we stay with Him.
到耶稣这里来，乃是说我们不止到耶稣这里来，我们还要与他在一起，住在一起。
You know, it's not like going to the doctor. You know, when you're sick, you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you medicine or whatever to make you well, and then you go away.
就不像我们去看医生一样，你生病了，你去看医生，医生帮你看病了，给你的药，开了药，你就离开他走了。
And when you get sick, then you come back again.
当时你又回家，等到你下次又生病，你又再来看医生。
That's not the relationship that God wants with us.
这样的关系不是神想要我们有的。
Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you."
耶稣说，你们当负我的轭。
So what he means is, "Come to me and stay with me."
他的意思，到我这里来，与我住在一起。
And be connected with me.
与我连在一起。
There's a few verses that really, show how amazing this is.
在圣经还有其他几处的圣经，向我们看见这是何等的奇妙。
What it says in the Bible is that when we come to Jesus and believe in Him, then He is in us.
在圣经说，当神拣选了我们，我们到他这里来的时候，他也来住在我们里面。
And we are in Him.
而我们也在他里面。
This verse from Ephesians, in Him.We have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us.
这是以弗所书一章七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So it's in Him that we are saved.
我们是在爱子里蒙救赎的。
And then this verse in Colossians, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles.The glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这里讲到，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So to come to Jesus means that He is in us and we are in Him.
所以到耶稣这里来。乃是接受耶稣来住在我们里面，我们也在他里面。
So our next point is, who Who is called to come?
下一点我们又看的是到底是谁被邀请来呢？
Who was Jesus calling to come?
耶稣到底在邀请谁来呢？
Remember our verse said, Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我们刚才的圣经是说，凡劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Jesus is calling those who are weary and heavy laden.
耶稣在这里好像在呼召那些凡劳苦当重担的人。
In the context of the Bible,
而在这个圣经这个段落里
，at the start of chapter 11,
而在马太福音十一章的开始
，it says that Jesus is in the towns of Galilee.
耶稣乃是在加利利这个地方。
So he's speaking to a mixed group of Jews and Gentiles.
所以他的对象乃是犹太人跟外邦人。
But he's speaking to people who are trying to earn their salvation.
他对那些人说这样的话，因为他知道那些人想要靠自己的行为来得着救恩。
He's speaking to people who are trying to make themselves right with God.
他乃是对那些想要靠自己的行为与神和好的人。
Now it's very interesting that the God would call these sorts of people.
看起来好像稀奇，神为什么会呼召这样的人呢？
Because when we think about the example of the Prime Minister, who normally would come to the Prime Minister? Who normally gets invited to come to the Prime Minister?
好像讲到澳洲总理邀请人这件事情，平常他会邀请谁？谁才能够被邀请到他那里去呢？
Normally the people who come to the Prime Minister are the people who are rich, they're powerful, they're influential,They have political influence.
好像他邀请的对象都是那些有身份、有地位、能够有政治影响或者很富有的人。
If you're weak, if you're hungry, if you're laboring and you're heavy laden, he doesn't want to see you.
你若是贫穷的，你若是软弱的，你是劳苦当重担的，他不会来找你。
So God is calling those who are weary and heavy laden.
所以神在这里乃是在邀请那些劳苦当重担的人。
Jesus is really calling for sinners to come to him.
耶稣乃是在邀请罪人到他这里来。
You know, in Matthew 9:13, chapter 9 verse 13, what Jesus says is, For I have not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners.
在马太福音九章十三节时耶稣说我来本不是招义人乃是招罪人
And he doesn't mean people who are truly righteous.
他这里不是讲说那些真正公义的人
He means those people who are self-righteous.
他乃是说那些自以为义的人
So it's like he's saying I've not come to call the self-righteous but I've come to call sinners.
好像耶稣说我来本不是要呼召那些自以为义的人乃是呼召那些知罪的人
In God's eyes, we are all sinners.
因为在神的眼中，众人都是罪人。
We saw that verse before that said that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
在罗马书三章二十三节说，众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That means there's not one person who hasn't sinned against God.
所以在神的眼中，世上没有一个人是没有犯罪的。
But you might say.Well, I haven't done anything terrible.
你或许会借口说，我好像一生都没有干过什么不好的事情。
I'm not that bad. I haven't murdered anyone.
我好像不是一个坏人，我也没有杀过人。
But you know, what it says in the Bible is that all of the things that we think are good about ourselves.
但圣经却告诉我们，一切我们自以为自己是好的。
Are like filthy rags.
但在神的眼中却像污秽的抹布一样。
This verse from Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6.
在以赛亚书六十四章第六节。
All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
我们都像不洁净的人。所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
The reason that God can call us sinful,
神能够称我们为罪人的原因是
It's because he knows every single thing about us.
因为他知道你一生中的每一件事。
You know, usually when we judge about what's right and wrong, we just look on what's on the outside.
我们平常下一个定论一个人是好人坏人我们都是看他们的外表。
What other people see on the outside?
别人在外面怎么看这个人。
But what God looks at is what's in our heart and what's in our mind, our intentions and our motivations.
但是神所审查的乃是我们的心和我们思想里面的心思意念。
You know, in the Bible, one of the Ten Commandments is, you shall not commit adultery.
好像圣经中十诫中的一诫说，你们不可放奸淫。
That's about you shall not be sexually immoral.
所以就是你不可以行这个得在性行为上得罪别人。
But what Jesus says is, even if you've looked at a woman lustfully,
但是耶稣却说，当你看见一个妇人就动了淫念
，you've committed adultery in your heart.
那么神就看你在心中已经放了奸淫了。
So see that God's standard is much higher than our standard.
所以你看神的标准比人的标准高太多了。
He knows what's in our hearts and our intentions and our thoughts.
他知道我们的心，他知道我们的目的。
If anybody thinks that they haven't done anything wrong,
若是有任何人觉得自己没有犯过错
，Imagine if we had a movie of your life this week.
那你若想象说今天人把你的一生像放电影一样的把它放一遍
，And we were going to show it up here.
而之后我们也在上面把它给播放出来。
Who would be happy to have their life shown here?
那在我们当中有谁能够觉得自己可以把他一生在上面放出来呢？
We are all sinful, and somebody gave a good illustration.
我们都是有罪的，而人也曾经用这样一个比喻来说。
He said that all the things that we think are good that we do.
他说我们以觉得好的而所是作者为好的。
It's like a spider web.
说但看起来就像这个蜘蛛网一样。
And our sin is like a rock.
但是我们的罪呢，就像一个石头，小石头。
And if you drop a rock on that spider web,
你说把这个石头丢在这个蜘蛛网上
，What will happen?
那结果会怎样呢
？Will the spider web hold up the rock?
那么这个蜘蛛网能够承受这个石头吗
？Will our good deeds outweigh our sin?
那我们的好行为真的能够比我们的坏更多吗
？It won't.
我们知道答案是不可能的。
So we're separated by God because of our sin.
所以因着我们的罪，我们与神隔绝了。
But there's two ways that we are weary and heavy laden.
但我们人有两方面使到人劳苦和使人当重担。
One way is if we try to work for our salvation.
一方面是人苦苦那里努力，想要靠自己的行为去赢得救恩。
We try to do good works to prove to God.That we deserve to be in heaven.
好像我们又刻苦的去行善，想又让神觉得我们够良善，可以去天堂。
But you might say, I don't do that. I don't care about that.
但你会说，我不是一个这样的人，我从来都不理善恶的。
Let me ask you a question.
那么我问你一个问题。
If you were to die right now,
若是说现在是你临终的一刻
，and you were to come before God.
你跌到下一刻你就站在神的面前
And God asks you to give an account of your life.
而神又对又问你一生做出一个负责
And why you should be allowed to go into heaven.
而又问你说有什么使你配得进天堂的
What would you say to him?
那你觉得自己有什么可以来跟神讲条件的吗
That reason that you use is what you're trying to dodo to earn your way.
你若是有理由，这个理由就是你一直想要靠自己来上天堂的。
You know, some people might say, well, you know, I've been working really hard.
有些人可能的理由是我一生都这么辛苦的工作。
I have so many houses, I have so much wealth.
我已经有这么多的产业，这么多的房子。
I'm a good person.
对人来讲，我是一个好人。
This makes me a worthy person.
这样我觉得自己够好能上天堂
or I have education
或者有些觉得我的学业很好。
I have 10 degrees.
我已经有十个学位。
This makes me a worthy person.
那我因此这十个学位，我觉得自己配上天堂。
Or I have 10 children.
或者有些觉得我有十个孩子。
That makes me a worthy person.
我觉得我养了十个孩子，这样的功劳，我配得上天堂。
Well, I was just thinking about, just the example of a house.
所以我在想说一个比喻，像一个房子。
Say you have a house.
说这是你的房子。
And you say to God, well, I'm a worthy person because I've worked hard. I own houses, I own things.
你觉得说神让我应该配上天堂，因为我一生都这么很辛苦去工作，去得着这一切。
Would that impress God?
你觉得这样你辛苦工作会感动什么？
The next picture is a picture of the earth.
接下来这是一图画，是关于地球。
You know, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it.
圣经告诉我们，这个世界是属乎神的，和其中所充满都是他的。
The Bible says that all the cattle of the field belong to the Lord.
圣经也告诉我们，天山上的牛羊都是属于神的。
What is your house or your possessions in relation to the size of the whole world?
那你思想一下，你自己的房子在地球上面来看，是在能够比得上吗？是怎样的对比呢？
It's insignificant.
我们知道我们的房子跟地球来比的话是没得比的。
What about in relation to the size of the universe?
那你想想地球在整个宇宙里面的 比例呢？
What we have is insignificant before God.
所以其实人所能够拥有的在神的眼中什么都算不什么都不是。
God isn't just he doesn't just own the whole world.
因为神不只是拥有了整个世界，
but he owns the whole universe.
神乃是拥有整个宇宙。
So when you come before God, he's not going to ask you how many houses do you own.
所以你到神面前来的时候，神不会说你能够给我几栋房子。
What did you get in the HSC?
也不会问说你考大学考了多少的多高的分数。
The citizenship of what country are you from?
或者你拥有哪一个国家的国籍。
None of that's going to impress God.
我们知道世上这些东西没有一件能够感动神。
But he's going to ask you one thing.
但他只会问你一个问题。
He's going to ask you, what did you do about my son?
他将会问你，你一生怎样对待我的儿子。
This is the critical question that you need to answer before God.
因为这是非常重要的这个问题，我们必须向神做出回答的。
And what it says in the Bible is that whoever has the Son, that is Jesus, has life.
所以圣经告诉我们，凡有子的人，就是神的儿子耶稣。
Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
人若没有神的儿子，
That's the critical question that we need to answer.
这是我们在神面前必须回答最重要的问题。
But there's one other way that we are weary and burdened.
但是人还有另外一方面，使到人劳苦当重担。
In the Bible, it says, God says to people, "Do not work for what does not satisfy." That's in Isaiah 55.
在以赛亚书55章说，你们不要为那些不能满足你的去劳苦。
The problem is that we work for what does not satisfy.
因为实际乃是说我们这样的劳苦，但从来都没有满足。
Let me ask you another question.
或者我问这个问题另外一个来方法来问你。
What's the one thing in your life that you think if I get this thing, I will be happy?
在你的一生中，有没有一件事情你觉得说，如果我拥有了？我就觉得什么都有了。
Is it doing really well in the HSC?
对你们来讲，是不是在考大学拿到满分呢？
Is it passing your IELTS test?
或者你去考英文能够拿满分呢？
Is it getting your degree?
或者是拿到一个好的学位？
Is it that your children are successful?
或者你觉得说，如果我的孩子都能够成功，我就觉得很满足。
What's that one thing that you think will make you happy when you get it?
你有觉得一生中有没有一件事情等你拥有了，你就觉得说我就完全快乐了？
I can guarantee you, it won't make you happy.
我可以这样向你保证，就算你得到，你也不会开心。
It won't satisfy you.
它不能够满足你。
Somebody really insightful said this.
有很有目光的人、眼光的人说这样的话。
Is there anything wrong with those things? Is there anything wrong with wanting to have a good job or to do well at school or to be married or to have a house? Is there anything wrong with those things?
所以有些人问说，在这些事情，就是你啊，考试拿高分，你工作拿到好的工作，这些到底有错吗？
What this person said is that there's nothing wrong with those things.
那个人说，这些事情本身并不坏。
But what's wrong is that the order of what we love is wrong.
当他说，问题乃是我们爱的次序颠倒了。
The things that we are to love the least, we love the most.
我们应该最不爱的东西，我们却最爱。
And the things that we are to love the most, we love the least.
而我们应该最爱的，我们却不爱。
So our loves are disordered.
所以我们的爱好像颠倒了。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个比喻。
This is the example that this speaker gave.
就是那一个讲员总用这样的比喻。
If you love your career more than your family,
他说你若爱你的工作多过爱你的家庭。
What happens to your family?
那你的家庭的会怎么样的情况呢？结果呢？
It breaks down, right?
你的工作可能会使你的家庭破碎。
If you love money more than your friends,
若是你爱钱多过爱你的朋友、
What happens?
友谊，那结果会怎样呢？
Your relationships break down.
你跟朋友的友谊也会破裂。
So the problem is that our love is disordered.
所以问题的根本乃是我们爱颠倒了。
What the Bible says is, we are to love God the most.
圣经告诉我们，我们乃是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱神。
We are to love God more than anything else.
我们要爱神胜过爱世上的一切。
That doesn't mean you don't love your children.
但这样并不是说你就不爱自己的孩子。
Or your husband or wife.
也不爱你自己的丈夫或妻子，
But you love God more.
但是你会觉得你爱神多过爱他们。
And true rest and true contentment is knowing that God loves you.
当我们能够真正的满足和有安息，乃是当你能够清楚知道神爱你。
And loving Him.
你也能够回应来爱他。
I remember when I was a non-believer.
我记得我还没有信主之前。
And I came to this church, except we were in Ataman.
我也来参加聚会，但那个时候我们是在 Ataman 那里聚会。
The first meeting I'd ever been to.
他那个时候是我在这个聚会的第一次来这个聚会。
And the first person I spoke to was Neil Buckman.
之后我刚好对一个跟我说话的人是 Neil 弟兄 Buckman 弟兄
And I said, what is the meaning of life?
我问他一个很有哲学的问题说生命的意义到底是什么
I thought I'd just go for the killer question
我觉得说这个问题一定会问到他
And he said, the meaning of life
他说生命的意义就是
is to love God
就是具有爱神
and to enjoy him for eternity
而用永远来享受他
I'm still thinking through that.
我到现在还一直在思考这个答案。
All right. So the next thing that we're talking about is why does God call us to come?
所以接下来一点我们又问的是神为什么邀请我们来呢
Remember our main verse. Jesus says, Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
耶稣乃是说凡劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们的安息
So why does God call us to come?
那神为什么呼召我们来呢
He calls us to come to give us rest
我们知道神的目的呼召我们来乃是救我们得安息
What is rest?
那你要问什么才叫做安息呢
Would somebody like to give me a definition of rest?
当中你们有没有人想要跟我解释安息是什么意思呢
Anybody?
有没有任何人
Okay, I've looked up the dictionary.
我又去查字典。
Rest is freedom from work.
安息乃是从工作中的释放。
Toil, strain, or activity.
也从这一切的劳苦一切的行为上的释放，停止。
A body rests when it is still.
一个身体的安息，当它安静的时候就得安息。
A mind is at rest when it is at when it has peace and is without agitation or anxiety.
当一个人的心思没有任何忧虑、着急，而能够完全安静的时候，他就有安息。
Are there any musicians here?
在当中有没有啊这个音乐的学者呢
？All right, I'm learning to play the saxophone.
我自己乃是在学着吹这个大喇叭。
I've been learning for 23 years.
我已经在学了23年。
Okay, now when I'm playing, little.
当我在这样的吹这个喇叭的时候，这调的小调的时候
，I'm blowing and I'm moving my fingers.
我在吹的时候，我的手指也有动。
When I get to a rest in the music,
当在音乐里面说来一个休止符
，it means I can stop and take a breath.
它对我来讲呢，乃是说我可以停止吹，可以吸口气了。
So that's rest. You know, rest is being free from.From work and from having peace.
所以安息乃是从一切的劳苦中得释放，而得到真正的安息。
Now there's two parts to the rest that Jesus talks about.
耶稣这里讲的安息，好像可以看成两方面。
Just like we talked about, there were two parts to being weary and heavy laden.
就像我们前面讲到啊，劳苦当重担也有两方面。
The first part is about being able to rest from your own works.
所以第一方面是讲到我们能够止息自己的工作。
And the second part is being able to rest from what does not satisfy.
而第二方面那是讲到从那些不能满足的追求里面停止下来。
The reason we can rest from our works.
我们能够得安息的原因是理由是
And what I mean by that is, if you look at other religions, what do they need to do?
我们就是看其他宗教，他们一直要求这他们信那个宗教的人该怎么去做。
You may need to pray a number of times a day.
他们可能要求你一天要祷告多少次。
Give to the poor.
他也知道说要求你又怎样的把供给贫穷的人。
Observe.Days and festivals and things like that.
或者要求你又怎样的守一些节日节期。
These are all works that we do to try and impress God.
好像这些都是人的工作，想要通过做的这些事情就能够讨神的喜欢。
You know, in the Bible, there were 10 commandments.
我们知道在圣经里面，神给了我们十诫。
But overall, in the Old Testament, there were 613 laws.
但是在旧约里面却还有613条戒律。
And in addition to that,
而在这些之上还有
the Pharisees and the teachers of the law,
那些法利赛人和那些律师文士
had added their own laws on top of that.
他们还在上面加了很多许许多多的规条。
And then there were also the long-standing traditions as well.
而之后还有他们这么多年来所遗留下来的传统。
So if you were a Jew at that time,
所以你若是耶稣那个时代的犹太人
you were in a continual cycle of sinning and sacrificing, sinning and sacrificing.
你作为一个犹太人，你就是想这样一个循环里面犯罪献祭，犯罪献祭。
Now, I don't think any of us are Jews here.
我可能我们当中，我不认为我们当中有任何的犹太人。
But just because we don't sacrifice.To pay for those sins.
但不是因为我们不是犹太人，我们没有为我们所犯的罪献祭。
Doesn't mean that we don't sin.
并不是说我们没有献祭就没有犯罪。
We sin.
我们也犯罪。
But what God did was, He sent His Son Jesus.
但神所做的乃是差遣他的儿子耶稣基督
to take the punishment for our sins.
来替我们。承担了罪的审判
to bear them on the cross, he who was without sin or our sins on the cross.
他作为神的儿子是无罪的，却代替我们在十字架上承担了罪一切的惩罚。
to die for us,
为我们而死,
so that we are saved not by what we do, but what we believe.
所以我们得救不是因为我们做了什么，乃是我们信了谁。
In Ephesians it says this, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书第二章八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，唯有叫我们行上，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
This says that we're not saved by our works.
所以这里的圣经清楚告诉我们，我们不能够靠行为得救。
We're saved by God's grace through faith.
我们得救是因着神的恩典和我们相信他。
A grace is an amazing word.
所以我们知道恩典实在是一个非常奇妙的词。
You know, if you do something wrong,
就是你做了错了一件事，
and somebody forgives you for doing something wrong,
而你做错事得罪的那个人他赦免了你，饶恕你。
They've been merciful to you.
他对你实在是有怜悯。
That's called mercy.
那是叫怜悯。
But grace is where we did something wrong, and instead of just forgiving us,God has loved us.
但是恩典乃是我们做错了事得罪神，神不只赦免我们，他还爱我们。
He's forgiven us and made us His children.
他赦免了我们，又接受我们来成为他的儿女。
That's grace.
这是恩典。
So, somebody once said, the Christians are not saved by works.
曾经有人这样说。基督徒不是靠行为得救的。
So they're not saved by good works.
所以你得救不是靠自己有好行为。
But they're saved in order to do good works.
但他们得救乃是为着有好行为。
So through believing in Jesus, you receive a salvation that's by faith. And any work that you do is done out of love for God, not in order to justify yourself.
所以当你相信接受耶稣，你接受神的恩典而得救了之后，你的好行为不是要靠着好行为来得救，乃是你爱神，所以你有好行为，为了取悦他你有好行为。
The second way is that you can rest from finding satisfaction in the things of the world which will not satisfy you.
第二方面乃是讲到我们可以从在世界上，在世界中一直在寻找满足你的世上的寻求中停止下来，有安息。
True satisfaction,
因为我们在耶稣里能得到真正的安息
comes from knowing God's love for you,
乃是当你知道神爱你
and loving Him in return,
而你能够回应来爱他。
There's another picture about rest. Like, you know, when you're tired, when you're exhausted.
当你觉得自己已经非常的疲劳、疲倦
，you often will lean on other people.
好像你如果找到一个可以靠的肩膀，你就想要靠一靠。
And rest, and they hold you up.
而之后，这个被你靠的人好像支持着你，让你有一点的休息。
When I was a lot younger,
我当我还更年幼的时候
I was climbing the highest mountain in Southeast Asia.
我是在这个南亚那里最高爬那个南亚最高的山峰
And 3/4 of the way up, I had a really bad cramp.
然后爬山爬到三分之四的时候，我的脚就抽筋了
And I had to lean on those people who were going up with me.
所以结果我只能是靠着那些跟我一起在爬山的人的肩膀而上去。
Now, if I'm really tired, I could lean on Michael.
所以如果他非常的疲劳，他也可以在这边靠一靠。
But I couldn't lean on Michael for too long because he'll drop me.
因为他也不能够一直的靠在我身上，因为我也会疲劳，结果我们都摔倒。
And that's with everything in this world. Other people that you try to lean on.
就像这也是在世界上，无论你想靠哪一个人，最终的结果都是两个都跌倒。
But to truly enter God's rest is to lean on Him.
当你若要进到神真正的安息，乃是有完全的来靠神。
That means we lean on God for our salvation.
这样说乃是我们要靠神来得救恩。
We lean on God for purpose and meaning to this life.
我们要靠神来认识生命的意义和目的。
And we lean on God for eternity.
我们也要靠神来过永远。
So the next question was, how do we come?
所以最后一个问题是我们该怎样来。
So Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden.
耶稣说凡劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来。
How do we come?
那怎样才能来呢？
Well, I'll share my testimony.
我可以跟你们分享我自己得救的见证。
Okay, I was born in Malaysia.
我是在马来西亚出生的。
My natural mother died when I was 2 weeks old.
当我还2周大的时候，我的母亲就过世了。
My father remarried when I was 3.
当我3岁的时候，我父亲重新结婚，娶了一个太太。
And then we moved to Australia.
而之后不久，我们就移民来到澳洲。
In 1973.
那是1973年的时候。
That was before most a lot of you were born.
我们知道在当中很多年轻人那个时候还没有出生。
And then what happened was my parents stayed in Australia for a couple of years and they moved back to Malaysia.
那接着是我的父母在澳洲住了几年的时间，之后又回到马来西亚去。
But because of the difficulties, the political difficulties and things in Malaysia.
但因此在马来西亚那里政治上的不稳定，还有其他的因素。
They left me here in Australia.
他们觉得把我留在澳洲可能更对我更好。
So I lived with uncles and aunties and things.
所以我结果就被父母留在澳洲，跟我的叔叔阿姨住在一起。
In Adelaide and also in Sydney.
又是住在阿德雷德，又来住在悉尼。
And I didn't start living with my stepmom until I was 13.
所以我一直要等到13岁的时候，我才跟我的后母来住在一起。
And I didn't start living with my dad until I was 18 when he retired.
所以我也没有跟我的父母同住，直到我父亲退休了之后，我18岁。
So I didn't know it, but I had a lot of anger and bitterness towards my parents.
所以我其实不知道自己因此这样的经历好像对父母里面有一个有一种这个埋怨的心。
One day, my uncle.
结果有一天我的一位叔叔。
He was like the black sheep of the family.
他好像就是我们家庭中的黑羊，小黑羊。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
It means he was like the uncle that your mom says, don't be like him.
好像你那个叔叔就是你妈妈一直告诉你你不可以学叔叔的那个叔叔。
He was a smoker and he was a professional gambler.
他是一个抽烟很厉害的人又赌博。
And, you know, these things are addictions.
我们知道这些事情乃是为人救人上瘾的。
And one day, he stopped smoking and he stopped gambling.
但是突然有一天他不再抽烟他也不再赌博了。
And what had happened was he had come to Jesus.
而原因就是因为他信了接受耶稣
and believed in Jesus.
他已经相信了耶稣
and then he set about telling his brothers and sisters there were 10 of them about Jesus.
所以他就回到家里来向其他的10个兄弟姐妹传耶稣
and my parents became believers.
而因此他回来所传的福音我父母他们也蒙恩得救了
prior to this we had no Christian background.
因为在这之前我们一家人都没有人信耶稣的
like a true Christian background
没有一个真正的像得救的基督徒的家庭
and when my parents became Christians I couldn't believe it
但是当我的父母他们也信耶稣成为基督徒的时候我里面是觉得完全怎么可能呢
I started reading the Bible so that I could argue with them
所以我觉得说我更聪明我可以读圣经来跟他们反驳他们向我传福音
because I had this wrong idea that you had to be good to be a Christian
因为在我自己的思想里面我觉得说一个人必须是变得良善他才可以成为基督徒
you don't have to be good to be a Christian you have to be forgiven
但是我们知道你不需要成为一个形上来成为基督徒，你乃是必须被赦免来成为基督徒。
As I started reading the Bible, I started in the book of Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament about Jesus.
所以当我开始读圣经的时候，我第一本读的书就福音书就是马太福音。
I really met Jesus for the first time.
在我读圣经的时候，好像我真的遇见了他。
And there were a few verses that really spoke to me.
而里面有几节的圣经好像很感动我的心。
Two in particular.
其中有两节特别。
But one of the critical verses was the one we're looking at today, which is Matthew 11:28-29.
但其中有两节圣经对我最大的感动的，就是我们今天在看的马太福音11:28-29.
When Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
耶稣说，凡劳苦当重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
You know, somebody said that the Bible is the book that understands me.
有些人怎样说，圣经是最了解我的一本书。
And when I read it, it was really like something that jumped out at me. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden.
凡劳苦当重担的人到我这里来，我就给你们得安息，好像特别的显在我的眼前，感动我。
Because on the outside, everything should have been great.
因为外面看起来我好像都很好。
I was 22 years old.
我那个时候是22岁。
I lived at home, so I didn't have a lot of expenses.
我跟父母住在一起，所以我没有什么特别的大的消费。
Since high school, I'd always wanted to do architecture. That's all I wanted to do.
而从中学我就一直想为成为一个建筑设计师。
So I was studying architecture.
所以我就学习了建筑设计。
I also had a job working. In architecture.
而之后我也找到一份工作，能够做关于建筑设计。
And we lived by the beach. We lived on the northern beaches.
我们又住在这北面的海边。
I used to surf ski and windsurf.
我也常常冲浪，还有冲那个风帆。
So I had money. I had a car. I had everything I wanted.
那个时候又年轻，又有钱，又生活，又什么我想要的一切，好像都得到了。
But the thing is, when I got all those things,
但结果是，虽然我拥有了这一切，
I felt empty and dissatisfied.
我却常常里面觉得很空虚，很不满足。
When I was working for all these things, it was okay because I was distracted.
当我在努力工作，想要得到这一切的时候，我好像没有觉得空虚，因为我还在去得着它的中途中。
But once I got what I aimed for, it was like.Is that it?
当我最终得到了之后，我问自己说，结果就是这样而已。
I think in all of us that there's a desire for something that satisfies us.
我相信在每一个人当中，我们心里面都有一个欲望，又得着能满足我们的。
For meaning and for purpose.
有意义又有目的。
For contentment.
可使到我们真的能够知足。
And if we try and find it in the things of this world,
而如果我们想要在这世界里面苦苦的去寻找，
we won't find it.
我们最终是找不到。
Because God made us.
因为神造我们的时候，
and He made us with a desire for something which was eternal.
因为神造我们的时候，赐给我们一颗心，乃是有追求永远。
For what was pure, what is holy, what is good.
就能够追求爱好那圣洁的，而那些正义的。
And we can only find that in the Lord.
而我们只能是在主耶稣的身上找到。
So, after reading that verse, Matthew 11, that's when I came to the Lord.
所以当我读到马太福音11章这里28节29节这两节圣经之后，我就相信接受耶稣了。
And God changed me.
而神就改变了我。
He healed a lot of the things that were wrong in me.
好像我生命中很多不对的地方，神都医治了我。
The attitudes that I had towards my parents.
好像我对父母的态度，神也改变了我。
You know, at the start of this talk, I gave you that stupid example of Malcolm Turnbull and the golden passport.
好像在我们讲跟你讲这个信息之前，给了你们一个很不好的比喻，就是讲到 Malcolm Turnbull 总理跟他所给你的啊黄金啊的护照。
But the real golden passport.
但是我们真正的黄金的护照是
is the blood of Jesus Christ.
乃是耶稣基督的宝血。
Because Jesus died for us.
因为耶稣为我们而死。
If you believe in him,
你若是真心相信接受他，
the blood of his sacrifice covers you.
他所流出的血就要涂抹你。
And God doesn't see all your sins.
而神就不再看见你身上的罪。
But he sees his son.
他看见的是他的儿子在你里面。
And we're to come to the Lord as we are.
我们乃是照着我们的本相现在的情况到耶稣这里来。
But if you come to Jesus, you will not stay as you are.
当你到耶稣这里来之后，你就再也不能够像你这样了。
You will change.
因为他会改变你。
Because he will be in you and you will be in him.
他又住在你里面，你也又在他里面。
And as you get to know him, you will change.
当你更认识他，你会改变。
The last verse I want to look at is this. It's in Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 7. It says this: Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
以赛亚书55章6节7节，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就连续他，当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
So if God is calling you to come to him,
所以神在这里是呼召你到他这里来。
Now is the time to respond.
你现在就该回应。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
趁主可寻找的时候寻找他，趁主与你相近的时候求告他。
You know, when somebody calls you,
当人叫你的时候，
there's only two responses.
人只能有两个反应。
You know, sometimes at home, I've got four children. I won't tell you which ones I'm talking about. But sometimes I'll call some of the children.
我在家里我也是个孩子，我不告诉你现在讲的是哪个孩子。我当我在家里救我的孩子的时候，
And I know they hear me, but they don't answer.
我知道他们是听见我在叫他，但他们却不回应。
So, you know, when God is calling, we can ignore him.
所以当神呼召你的时候，你可能会抗拒他，不回应。
But that's the same as rejecting him.
这样呢，你就是啊拒绝他。
The other response is that you outright reject the Lord.
但是有另外一个就是你完全的来反对他。
But ignoring and rejecting are the same thing.
但你忽略他，
you're not coming to the Lord.
跟拒绝他是一样，就是你还不愿意到他这里来。
The only response that will lead to salvation and eternal life and a relationship with God is to come to him and respond to his call.
只有你回应他到他这里来，你才能够在他这里得着救恩。
Before we finish, I just want to sing a song.
在我们结束之前，我想唱一首的诗歌。
This song is song 628 in the big hymn book.
这大本诗歌628首。
This song is about coming to the Lord.
这首诗歌乃是说到主这里来。
So after we sing this song, I'll pray a prayer.
在我们唱完这首诗歌之后，我会做一个祷告。
And anyone who feels called to come to the Lord,
坐在当中有任何人觉得神在呼召你，在叫你，
You can pray that prayer in your heart with me.
你也能够在心中跟我一起来祷告。
But let's sing this song first.
让我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Come to him just as you are, relying upon his promise and relying upon what he has done through his son Jesus.
神在呼召你，照你的本相到他面前来，因为他愿意接纳你。
So I'll pray a prayer.
我们有祷告。
And if you want to come to the Lord,
如果你心被感动，愿意来接受耶稣。
If you want to respond to Jesus' call to come to me,
你又回应耶稣呼召你到他这里来。
Pray this prayer with me in your heart.
你从心里跟我一起来祷告。
Let's pray. Dear God,
亲爱的神，
I hear your call and I want to come to you now.
我听见你对我的呼召，我也愿意到你这里来。
I am a sinner and I don't deserve your love.
我是一个罪人，我不配得着你的爱。
I can't save myself.Or make myself good enough to deserve to be in heaven.
我没有能力救自己，我也不能使自己变得更好而配得进天堂。
Thank you that you gave your son to be a sacrifice in my place.
我又感谢你，因你让你的儿子为我受死，成为我的代替。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣，
the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And put my faith in him.
我也又信靠他，
who died for my sins,
他为我的罪而死，
and rose from the dead to save me.
又从死里复活来拯救我。
Please forgive me of my sins.
求求你赦免我的罪，
and help me to love you.
帮助我来爱你。
Thank you for saving me.
感谢你拯救我。
Now, if you prayed that prayer,
若是你心里做了这样的祷告，
At the end of this talk, you can come and talk to me.
就在我们信息结束之后，你可以到前面来跟我交谈，
or Michael,
或者跟 Michael 交谈，或者任何其他的弟兄姐妹，
or any of the other responsible brothers,
或者任何其他的父子弟兄，
or you can speak to somebody that you know.
或者你能够跟另外一位认识你的人交谈，
Who knows Jesus and loves him.
他也认识耶稣，也知道他爱你。
Thank you.
谢谢。